about it. You know what I mean? Like that shit would that should be literally like just audio NyQuil, you know? But anyway, I don't think Joe's gay. You know what I mean? If Joe is gay, it would be the it would be like finding out, which we did find out. For someone who like Joe, who's fucked like all the baddest Spanish chicks just in the game. For him to be or not gay but bisexual, that's the difference. That's what he said. If he was bisexual, it's like when we found out that Jimmy Smacks, the nigga who was fucking the baddest chicks on OnlyFans, was sucking a cock too. Like it was that shit was shocking. I couldn't even believe it. I'm like, yo, what the Shreddy? I'm like, yo, that shit was fucking wild. I'm not gonna lie. But then again, anything possible. Anyway, Frederick Gibbs, brother, I just wanted to remind you, you lost a 3-0 lead. It's so fucking embarrassing. I love it. I want to also show you what your great efforts has done for me because I dropped a podcast episode yesterday. And I called it the exposal of fraudulent Gibbs, okay? And by the way, you know, I had to just violate you just to help fulfill my Spotify contract. And if you're wondering how it's helped me this so far this week, let me pull up Spotify. Here we go. I just want to show y'all. So, Frederick Gibbs, I know you're trying to, like, troll me to hopefully get, like, I don't know, 10 extra thousand in album sales. Well, listen, I'm in media. I don't got to sell fucking albums. I will keep exposing your ass till I get to be top two right behind Joe Rogan, okay? Because, you know, we were, like, top 40. I'm not doing a music list, like, the music list. Fuck the music list. It's all about the overall for me. In the top podcasts, these are the top podcasts in the land on Spotify. Joe Rogan. We got Jon Stewart, the legend. Some, I don't even know why there's fucking, what is this? This is some true crime shit. There's two true crime show, three true crime shows, four true crime shows. This is a YouTuber right here. Anything Goes with, I don't even know who that is. Oh, I think that's somebody new. Okay. But then your boy's right here, man. Right next to the fucking queen of Spotify. The $60 million woman herself, Alex Cooper. Okay. I think I'm 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm the 9th most popular podcast on Spotify overall. Fuck the categories, just overall. At least this week. You know what I mean? It changes every week. And the queen of Spotify, Alex Cooper, she's number 10. Anyway, that's all because of, you know, thank you to Brittany Renner. We have Cordae dropping in the morning. And thank you to Frederick Gibbs. Me exposing you could have been nothing. I could imagine people over at Spotify eating popcorn and listening to me just expose your lame fucking ass, okay? Thank you for sending up the ratings. I'm sorry. Listen, you got to realize, a lot of people watch me and they love when I go back and forth, okay? I'm in media. Like, Frederick really thinks that he could win, like, you know, back and forth with the media. Nigga, I sell clicks. I sell attention. I sell views. That's what people care about me for. You sell albums, okay? Now, if you were rapping and going at me, that would be different. Nigga, from here on out, every time I respond to you, it's going to be an episode on Spotify, okay? So y'all got to go exclusively over to Spotify to hear me violate this bum-ass nigga, and we're going to run it up the charts, okay? By the way, I'll tell you this right now. There's not another hip-hop podcast in the top 200, okay? So I'm 9th. We can scroll all the way down. We can keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep... Oh, that's 200. There's no other hip-hop podcast in over here, okay? Anyway, Frederick Gibbs, thank you, okay? It's just another sign you can't win. P. People didn't like that. Well, you know, some people just like me going back and forth. So they were disappointed about me and Meek coming to a truce. But like, you know, come on. It was time. But me and Frederick, we could go at it every day. I might do a special episode for Saturday. Listen, I got another exposure. I just got to find these guys. I'm trying to fly them out. You know what I want to do, chat? Check this out. Do my research yesterday. You know what I mean? I got my private investigator on it yesterday. I told him, I said, yo, listen, Frederick is down bad. We actually really won already. But at this point, he thinks I'm promoting him. I want when we're done, no one ever looks at him like a gangster again. Okay? That's the win. I will give him all the promo in the world. I promo him more than I even promo Drake. Okay? I will do it if by the end of all of this, no one ever looks at this bum-ass nigga like a gangster again. Okay? So, chat. I found a video. I'm trying to buy everybody in this video first class tickets. They're staying. They're gonna fly on a flight, you know what I mean, from Gary, Indiana, all the way up to New York. I got them staying. I'm gonna have them staying in Times Square, the fucking Four Seasons. If you know any of these individuals, because I can get all their names, I got the main ones, let me know, okay? But all of these people right here, because I need to do a podcast episode with them, everybody from right here, this is Frederick Gibbs, Old Hood. This is where he was slinging weight, shooting at ops. He was killing people, burying them in a backyard. Yeah. These are the guys, okay? So when he was talking tough and, you know what I mean, and niggas was backing him, these are the guys. However, remember when I told you the exposal? They happen to all not fuck with him no more. And they all happen to fuck with me. How ironic. So I'm thinking about two things, chat. They've offered me a tour of Freddie Gibbs' hood. No fucking way. I can't believe it. Frederick Gibbs, old gang niggas have disowned him and they want to stand with Lil Lack. They want me to come to Gary, Indiana, walk up and down the block, see how they really live in, and for them to explain to me that the basement dweller, Frederick, was about that life. Don't believe me. They've been trying to get a hold of me for years. Watch this video, because they've been sending this to me a lot. Yo, Grand Wizard, you said I should drop a diss song at his old crib? No fucking way. No. His father's a cop. They might have that shit on patrol. I don't know if I could do that. But let's hear this video. Oh my God. Let's hear this video of Frederick Gibbs. I gotta pour me some goddamn liquor for this one. No. Somebody said close the back door. No. These niggas, listen, these niggas hate Frederick Gibbs more than Dr. Fauci hate COVID, nigga. Let me tell you this, man. Yo, you know why? He used their street reputation to get on, and then he dropped them like a fucking bad habit. So, let's listen to him. Listen to these, you know, by the way, these are really fine, upstanding citizens and gentlemen of the Gary, Indiana community. And by the way, guys, I would love to come to Gary, Indiana. Okay. Listen, I'll make my way there. We'll link up, you know, which blocks are we going to be walking from? I'm like, this is great. Like we might have to get some picket fences. We might have to do a block party. Yo, is it cold right now in Gary? Yo, we could probably do a block party. But you got to remember, Frederick Gibbs abandoned his own hood to now create his new hood on Twitter. Keep in mind, he talk about the streets, but the only streets he's in is the Twitter streets, okay? Told y'all, people, I'm sorry. Frederick.
It's that real shot. It's that real shot. Act the ignorant motherfucker. Act real ignorant. And point at the camera. All
day. By the way, if y'all thought I was lying when I gave his biography on today's episode of Off the Record, let's go over the irony. A kid who looks like Lil Bill, a milk duthead looking shape nigga. You feel me? His father is a cop. He grew up not playing with Transformers. He grew up playing cops and robbers. He grew up playing the cop. Badges. Handcuffs. Guns. Pepper spray. I didn't even know they gave cops that shit. Tasers. These were the toys that Frederick Gibbs played with. This is what was going on in Gary, Indiana. Now, again, I don't know these gentlemen and these beautiful. Oh, look at that. Oh, look at this queen above me. Jesus. She looks beautiful. Beautiful. Jesus. I don't know them. But they don't look like they were playing with badges. They don't look like they were playing with handcuffs either. And I don't think my man over here with the rag around his neck was playing with the police uniforms. I don't think so. But enough of hearing from me. Let's hear it live from the source, okay? Grab the popcorn, people. Hit play.
Hold on. It's true.
It's that real shot. It's that real shot. Act the ignorant motherfucker. True. Act real ignorant. And point at the camera. All
it's this. True. No, East Nile Valley boy. Man.
Frederick, you left your homies in the hood and became a Twitter gangster. They said what I thought they said, did they? Frederick? No fucking what? On his block? I thought he was smoking shit. Somebody help me. Let me clean my bifocals. They said fuck who? Hold on.
Let you know.
Let's go. Hey, niggas ain't fucking high, motherfucker.
Ain't nobody fucking
high. Got it, boy.
Yeah,
boy. Got it, boy. You ain't heard you.
Pop
up
that
again.
How a nigga feel what a motherfucker think. I'ma let you know, don't joke with his beef. I ain't hard to find, I'm on the east and the B.
Okay.
We can keep it G. Gangster, Gutter, and Gary. Rhyming your gorilla niggas like every
Gary?
He's speaking on King Mac with the Grand Duke. Get a nigga's ground round folded and flat in the street. F-R-E-D-D-I-E.
And these niggas got bars! Look at this nigga. Big buff, you can tell like he been in some shit. And he got the bars throwing up the signs? This is the real Gary. Frederick, is this your block? Frederick! Frederick!
Then is this G-O-B-T? Yeah, this lane from the G, but the Ironwood ain't his hood. I put that on big old C. Niggas on the outside look.
Wait! I'm like genius. I'm about to break the fucking bars down. He said, what? I thought that was his block. That was his hood. That's his streets. What did he say in the rap?
In the street. F-R-E-D-D-I-E.
F-R-E? Double E? Or double... Wait. F-R-E-D-D? No, you should just spell Frederick. Not Freddy. Frederick.
Yeah, Tipton is his G-O...
Tipton? The son of a cop's name is Tipton? Tipton. Tip is baked into his name. Tip is baked into the son of a fucking cop's name. His Social Security probably the fucking tip line. This nigga is the product of the police precinct. Frederick! Frederick! Is this true?
I'm on the east in the V.
Okay.
Keep it G. Gangster, Gunner, and Gary. Rhyming your gorilla niggas like every team. Speaking on King Mac with the Grand Duke. Get a nigga's ground round folded the flat in the street. FREDDIE Gibbs. Tipton is his GOVT. Yeah, this lane from the G, but the Ironwood ain't his hood. I put that on big old C. Niggas on the outside looking in. Don't look at this dude. The schoolboy's daddy, the police. He ain't never sold a.
Whoa! Chat. I don't know if you know YouTube had these functionalities, but go to playback speed. He rapping a little too fast. Bruh, the bars, fire. We can talk about a deal, okay? Holla at you, all right? But hold up. Let me slow it down in case somebody missed it. Let's go to 0.75 speed. Let's see what he talking about. He rapping immaculately. This is good shit, okay?
In the end, don't look at this dude, the schoolboy, is that of the police.
What? Chat, type out what you think you hearing.
Slain from the G, but the iron. The black in the street. FREDDIE Gibbs. Tipton is his GOVT. Yeah, this slain from the G, but the Ironwood ain't his hood. I put that on big old C. Niggas on the outside looking in. Don't look at this dude, the schoolboy, is that of the police.
He's a schoolboy? I thought he was a gangster. Schoolboy? We knew his dad is a police. There's more.
He never sold a tenth of a drugs in his life. Never had.
No fucking way. I've been listening to his DuckTales for the last 3 days, trying to analyze it. It's all lies? Fake? Valedictorian Frederick Gibbs? Who never sold drugs? Who's the... whose last name is Tipton? Son of a cop?
There's more. In the end, don't look at this dude, the schoolboy, is that of the police. He ain't never sold a tenth of a drugs in his life. Never had beef, don't know what BL or GD. Me and Frederick.
He never had no beef? If I'm Frederick the Frauds, first beef, it's over. Pack him up. If his first beef is with me, pack this nigga up. Pack him up. Pack him up. It's over. It's over. But there's more.
Used to be tight. Both of us was in the National Guard. But when we got activated in 2004 to go overseas, he had a heart. He was like, vote, I don't want to go. I'm finna get kicked out, so we started to smoke. Hey. Weed on the...
He was scared to go to the National Guard? Frederick! You should have been at the police academy!
There's more. Regular, and all of a sudden he a thug, think I'm lying, nigga, finger roll, no. Me and this nigga had everything planned. I was like, Gibbs, whoever get on first, come back and get the other one, but I'm about to go overseas to the war so I can get this merch. Everything went cool for a minute, finger roll pushed this music cause he was with no taming. Low, everybody on the label was like, bro, you the coldest, nigga, I can't blame him. Got back home from Iraq, Freddie Gibbs went Hollywood acting like his shit don't stink.
He left you in the streets?
Everybody telling me this nigga got a distribution deal with Interscope and got banked. What end up hacking, the nigga couldn't hack it. The city didn't have his back. Niggas out west.
Wait. What do you mean the city didn't have Freddie Gibbs back? Hey, I need everybody from Gary, Indiana. We need to figure out the files on Freddie Gibbs. Ain't he like one of the most notorious killers? Sold the most weight? Was slapping niggas all over the fucking city? I thought the toughest that Gary, Indiana had to offer was Freddie Gibbs. I kid you not. I kid you not. I kid you not. Freddie Gibbs ain't the toughest. Gary, Indiana. Gary, Indiana. Any of y'all rappers who want to send me music from Gary, Indiana, I need to for you to tell me what's going on with Frederick Gibbs. He's been acting like he's the most gangster nigga out of the G? I don't know how to say it. This guy is saying otherwise. There's more.
Said it wasted 100 racks on his ass, so they made the motherfucker pack. Hey, you hear me? That's-
we could go back to regular speed now, okay? Frederick?
Yeah. Young Jeezy, I'm telling you, this the nigga you got rolling hey. With you? I'm really dope.
No, Jeezy dropped him too.
Solo, that's just how I be hanging out, you know what I'm saying? If it's beef in the chief, bring it to the V on my mammy. I don't give a fuck what you see. This Dolo 100. You see it right here.
Bally.
Vice Man, Lord. Fan. This nigga ain't he.
He said Vice Lord. But then Frederick is on Twitter. Well, not screaming. Tweeting in cap locks. Vice Lord. I'm doing the math, y'all. Are they talking about the same Vice Lord? Cause this nigga look like he's a little bit more serious. Hold up.
Not Nate. He don't know what gang he in. Man.
What? Frederick! Frederick! What gang you in, Frederick? Frederick! What the fuck? What? Frederick! This nigga Frederick don't know if he's a Vice Lord or he's rapping V-Lone. What the fuck? He typed VL. He almost put an O-N-E. Frederick! Freddy! Let me listen to this again, bro. Let me listen to this again. No fucking way.
Oh, Ben! This nigga ain't he not neat. He don't know what gang he in. Man. He started smoking weed, the old folk. I've been smoking since 96. I ain't no trapper, I ain't no rapper, nigga. I'm just straight original. Him, like I'm gonna kill this nigga when I see him, yeah. And I'm gonna kill him when he hear me.
Frederick! Did you almost smoke him too? Or is he dead already? Wait. Can somebody confirm if he's alive? I think we got like flight info from or something. Somebody confirm this guy's alive though. Remember, Freddy's like the killer. Like Freddy's a killer, big killer. Imagine Freddy killing somebody and his father has to solve the crime. I'm looking for the killer with a fucking little, what's that shit called? The fucking little, not a little binoculars. The fucking, you're looking for clues, the Blues Clues. Nigga, the killer is in the fucking basement. Rapping about a fake persona of being a thug.
Vice. Oh, big old C. He ain't talking about nothing. C-Bell to the world blow up. He ain't talking about nothing. Valley
Boy. What you with it, bitch? C-Bell to the world blow up. What you with it, nigga?
It's true.
It's true. Fuck Freddie Gibbs. Hey. Look. Fuck Freddie Gibbs.
And I'm in your hood, nigga.
No, listen.
I'm in
your hood. Listen.
Wait, is this the hood? Holy! Look like a vacation spot. These guys look bad welcoming. Frederick. This is great. Holy. Damn. I feel like they just kicked him out of his own hood. Is that? Did they just kick Frederick out of his own? I wonder what block he claimed. We're just doing some research, chat.
It's no,
Freddie.
Fuck Freddie.
It's true.
Hey,
it's true.
I'm with Big Game,
we getting on.
R.I.P. Maniac, nigga.
We getting on.
The Mafia, nigga.
Fuck Freddie Gibbs.
Real tough,
let's
nigga.
Go.
Eastside Valley boys,
nigga. Eastside Valley boys, let's go.
And these your homeboys out here.
Hey, you know what?
Damn. Very unfortunate, huh? Oh, man. Yeah, I've been hunting these guys down for a minute now, trying to fly them out. Listen, man, I got some accommodations for you boys. Matter of fact, I was liking a rap. I think we can have a cipher. Let's have a cipher in front of Frederick Gibbs' crib. A cipher, okay? I think a nice little cipher would probably, you know what? You know what? You know what? I think he likes Alfredo. We'll call it fettuccine. Ooh, I like that. Oh, I like that. I like that one. I like that. Oh, I like that. Yeah. Have a little cipher in front of his. Nah, these guys are good. They would have probably been in the rap game if Freddie ain't leave them behind. Ain't switch on his block. They give him credibility. Oh, wait. No way. We're back on the block. One more time.
God damn.
God damn.
Now what the fuck this world coming to?
What the fuck this world coming to?
We just sat and listened to the East
Coast.
We just sat and listened to the East Coast.
We just sat and listened to the West Coast.
We just sat and listened to the West Coast.
We just sat and listened to the Dirty South.
Dirty South.
All our money on Texas and CDs. And why these niggas blow like these? As I turn out.
These niggas recorded this shit like it was a fucking, like, 2000 mixtape, I love it.
Midwest music.
Good morning, America.
Good morning, America.
Midwest.
Frederick Tipton. How you doing, son? It's all original. This ain't Gucci. Nietzsche, this ain't LRG. It's like 100. It's the shit you used to wear, chump. Or you start fucking around with them punk ass niggas. You dig? But you dissed the wrong nigga, man. Yeah, it's Good Morning America on your punk ass. I'm gonna tell you like this, I don't got nothing to do with nothing you got going on with no.
Yo, chat, finest nigga, I'm blowing him up. Finest nigga, I'm giving him all the promo in the world. Finest nigga. Finest nigga. You know me. Finest biggest hop. We'll really put this nigga on. Find him! I need this guy! Please find him! I don't even want to give him a record deal. I just want to give him free money. I like this guy. I like this guy. This guy is good. Yes! I love this guy. Perfect! There's more.
Nobody else. Just me and Matt. I was fucked up. You did that shit to my little brother, but I ain't had nothing to say. But you couldn't even come holler at me and say, Bo. You know what I'm saying? I say, me and your brother, this and that, rah, rah, rah. Then you say, y'all some hoes. Then in the beginning, you start out, in the beginning of the second verse, you say, you want to do something evil to these niggas. I ain't got no chop on me or nothing. You come with these hands, but if you want to bring the pistols, like, let's do it like the Wild Wild West. You get torn, I get mad, we walk 10 paces and turn around and see who can shoot. And when you had the chance to go learn where to shoot at, your punk ass smoke weed and got kicked out the army.
Frederick, this ain't real, is it? Frederick. Oh my God, this is so good. I love it.
Me and Matt. I was fucked up. You did that shit to my little brother, but I ain't had nothing to say. But you couldn't even come holler at me and say, Bo. You know what I'm saying? I say, me and your brother, this and that, rah, rah, rah. Then you say, y'all some hoes. Then in the beginning, you start out, in the beginning of the second verse, you say, you want to do something evil to these niggas. I ain't got no chop on me or nothing. You come with these hands, but if you want to bring the pistols, Like, let's do like the Wild Wild West. You get joined, I get mad, we walk 10 paces and turn around and see who can shoot. When you had the chance to go learn where to shoot at, your punk ass smoke weed and got kicked out the army. You did? But your ass should have came over there and learned something. Got some of that guacamole, some of that holy. But go and do what you're doing. Your punk ass. I'ma say this, Jeezy, don't take offense to this. You signed the CTE, you ain't no Def Jam. You ain't nothing right now, man. Where's Busta Shot? You ain't got that song out. What happened to Busta Shot? What happened to, and you claiming Ironwood, Lil Rod don't even fuck with you no more, dude. You did? You got Lil Willie out there on your shit. You leaving niggas hanging off that can get their neck cut out here.
Holy. Don't tell me that Frederick started a bunch of beef, left his guys in the hood, that they could die while he ran away like a hoe to beef on Twitter. No way. No way. No way.
What happened to you having Skyland all them rolling with you? Them niggas gone now. Now you got somebody else. Now you rolling with somebody. You rolling with it. Hey, what you don't understand, all these niggas that's rolling with you, it ain't nothing but to hold on to you till they get their foot in the door, you dumbass nigga. That's all it is. I don't give a fuck who it is. Hitting them my niggas. Now, that's where I started at. You wasn't never Screwface. You hear me? Screwface straight slamming. Plat my nigga. You hear me? Them my niggas. They ain't doing nothing but making power moves on your dumbass. You idiot. You think these niggas gonna actually roll with you? If I see you in the club, we gonna shake something. Like Thug Dow say, the niggas you don't like. The niggas from Phil, my niggas. We gonna shake something.
I think Freddie Gibbs is banned from his own hood. They like me over there more than him.
I want to see if that real shit you was talking is what's really happening. Did you tell these niggas when that white boy came through here, when you was fucking with Interscope, he had that pistol on his lap. I told him if he don't put it up, I'ma take it and pop his ass. Did you?
Oh my God. This story is intriguing. But there's more. I like that. The legendary blocks, man. Man, these are the harsh realities. Shit. Fuck. These are the... Oh, man. I'm going to get my ride gear up. I'm going to walk these blocks. Frederick Tipton.
Puss-ass nigga, man. Hey, look. Yeah. Your cousin, little Anthony Harris. Little no-neck in the valley. Told me about what happened with your mom's wedding, man. Say you supposed to send her that money back and she almost didn't get married because your ass was ain't had no holy. Yeah, you. You know what I'm talking about? Remember that? You remember that? You remember going down there to Fing Road Studio and your ass be shut down and shutting the fuck up when I come through that thing? Like you ain't hot like that. I'm the man around this camp. You dig what I'm saying? I laid back and let you do your thing. Now you take, oh, I saved the messages you got on Facebook too. Remember the messages you sent me? Oh, I'm just hitting you up trying to see what's happening. You signed a CTE. What you talking to me for? What happened? I was supposed to get known. But you took your phony ass off and did what you had to do. But these niggas don't want to fuck with you because you can't even make no hot songs. I've been on GCI. You ain't been on here yet. Don't nobody around here buy your CDs. If I catch you.
Damn. A street nigga that don't got the backing from the streets. What do you call that? Do the math with me, people. A street nigga that don't got the backing from the streets he come from. He's disowned. We'll get back to that. Come on.
In the valley on Rhode Island Street, at the Sitco, putting up signs again. I'm fucking your shit up. Vice, on the fence. On Big OC, I'm not playing with you. And I'm be by myself, like I am right now. Like, nigga, I'm on Rhode Island. 8th and Rhode Island. This 100. You know where I'm...
Said 8th and Rhode Island. Excuse me for this chat. Got to see what blocks I might be. I'm, you know, navigating. 8th and Rhode Island. Gary, Indiana. Let's check out these blocks. Let's check out the hood. I thought it was 8th Street. No, 4800. No. 8th is okay. 8th. It got to be 8th Avenue or 8th Street, right? 8th Street. Okay. So we got Rhode Island Street. Hold on. Let's go to maps, people. Let's go to maps. I gotta figure this out. Hold on. Chat. Where's Rhode Island Street? Alright, I'll figure it out later. Hold on.
Where I'm at? You know where I'm at. I ain't gonna come fucking with your family. It's me and you, straight up, one-on-one. You dig what I'm saying? This Rondo versus Joy. You hear me? You new in the game. Don't get your shoulder fixed, man, because you ain't fucking with me. You on the injury list. Matter of fact, I ain't even gonna get on the court. I'm on the sideline because I don't play games, you hear me? You come get that thing, though. Do what you want to do. But I'm finna get in your ass on this side. I got one for you. I kept one in the hole for you. Here we go.
Hold on. I want to tell Frederick to tune in. Yeah, I just got to make sure Frederick is tuned in. This is great. Ah, perfect. Damn. So this, what's this guy's name? Cool. Let me go back. Now this guy is good. I like him. Oh, he dropped the full song. Hold on. Yeah, chat. Let's. Oh, okay. All right, anyway, fire. Anyway, to all my people in the Gary, Indiana, man, listen, man, I just want to chat, no, man, academics cares. I want to showcase some love for the city. I know y'all have probably heard about me from, you know, a lot of, you know, attention I've given the city of Chicago, but I've always known about Gary, Indiana. I've always heard the real steppers is really out there. So, listen, most preferably if you have the same hatred for Freddie Gibbs as me, and you got some great music and you know his block, hit me up, man. Come on, man. Let's get your boys on. Feel me? Let's put some good energy into the air. Anyway, Frederick, I'm going to move on after this, but, you fucking lost, you dummy. Nigga, you know, you were up 3-0. You didn't have to finish the series. You already... The internet, which I thought was just unfair, they said you won. The very first time, you had the memes, you had this and third. And I always thought about it. I'm like, damn, if I ever lost a back and forth with anybody online. And two things came to mind. Well, Frederick. And people say those two little bum niggas. I'm gonna get. You know me. I'll come back to everything. I ain't with none of this shit. D-Sus and Mira. I'll catch them niggas too. Don't worry about it. But I think I've righted my wrong. I feel good about this. Frederick. Thank you, brother. I thought you might eliminate me out of the playoffs, and of course you caught yourself a big fucking L. Congratulations. Anyway, let's keep it fucking moving, chat. Yo, I'm in Florida tomorrow, moving around, and I like Florida. Florida's one of those places that, you know, when I got the people with me, listen, we be on defense, which is basically, I like stand your ground. You started, nigga.